big congrats on the initiative. It's obviously received a lot of support online. How did you come up with the idea of the walk?
So essentially, going on just a little over a year, our founder, Mark Burns, just, you know, one day decided to go for a walk. So as a consequence, he invited a few mates, sent a couple of texts around, created a bit of a chat group, a WhatsApp chat group, and just invited anyone who wanted to join him to walk. And kind of like organically morphed into random people, strangers, just joining in for the walk each morning. And, so we posted all our walks and our topics and nice pictures of Kiama on Facebook and social media. And from there, we just shared it. And one random share just sort of like became viral.
Yeah, right. And congrats again. And so talk us through the theme of walk, talk and support.
So essentially, all we really wanted to do is just talk amongst ourselves, create an environment where you can pretty much talk about anything. It's really lighthearted conversation. We really don't have anything planned. It's just a random conversation. So for some guys who are new to our small town, it was a really good way to connect, to form a network and meet new people, meet new friends. It's just a really great platform just to actually to get involved.
Fantastic. And the initiative did start in Kiama, as you mentioned, but over the last few weeks you've helped set up groups in other areas. I know on Friday there were walks in over 17 locations Australia wide. Were you surprised by how many people were keen to get involved?
It just really just blew our minds. So as of yesterday, I'm led to believe we have 40 walks now on our list of walks.
Oh, wow.
So that's around Australia, and we have a couple of international walks as well. So it did start in Kiama, and then one of our Kiama walkers started it up in Wollongong, and then from there it just spread to different states and different areas in New South Wales, even regional areas. So just up to recently, I think they're actually looking at starting in Geelong, hitting those smaller areas. Port Macquarie just gone on board. So even small towns and larger places in Brisbane are actually starting up as well. So we've got walks in Sydney, Gold Coast, Sunny Coast, pretty much along the eastern seaboard. So it's been really well received. And these days, blokes are a little bit more easy to come out and talk. And we're trying to actually get rid of that stigma that talking is weak and talking is soft, but these days guys are really open to conversation, and it's really good to see that guys are taking that initial step to break that stigma.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that it's because of the more kind of informal nature of the walk that more men are looking to join and to speak?
I think so. I think the fact that it's a really cruisy environment, and you know, there's really no pressure, and a lot of the times, there's a lot of light banter and light conversation, a lot of laughs, that's for sure. And it really actually sets a real positive start to the day, I reckon.
Mm. And so how else are you looking to help the men who come to you? You spoke about bottling up emotions and how, you know, men do come to you seeking professional help as well. Where do you direct the men once they ask for that?
So obviously we're not the experts in this field. So our aim is to provide a safe environment for guys to connect and for guys to, come out of their shell. But those who actually seek really urgent attention, obviously there are organisations such as Lifeline who are the experts in this field. We don't claim to be the experts. We just want to provide an environment, a safe environment for guys to meet up and share some thoughts and perhaps get a load off their mind.
Mm. Yeah, and talking really does help. It's underrated, but yeah, definitely. Fred, thank you so much for your time on the show, and congratulations on the initiative and how well it's been doing.
Thank you very much for your time. Everybody, enjoy your day. Can I just direct also to our Facebook page is up and running. So any fellas, we're reaching out to any fellas of all walks of life. So if there isn't a walk in your area, please head to the Facebook page, check out Man Walk, and hopefully we can get a walk in your area up and running.
Perfect. We'll put that in the podcast on our side as well. Fred, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.